I have a confession to make. Last Sunday, as I sat in the congregation while John led the service and preached, he came to the reading in Judges, and I thought, man, that really sounds familiar. Did it sound familiar to anybody else? Because it's the same passage I had read at the end of, before I left. Now, we skipped a Sunday because of snow, but maybe that wiped out all your memories as well. But I apologize, but then you needed to hear it twice if you didn't remember anyway. But we are looking this morning at chapter 6, verses 11 through 27. God sent a prophet to rebuke Israel for their disobedience and their ingratitude to him for his blessing. And then he sent the angel of the Lord to a man by the name of Gideon. The words of judgment that we might have expected to hear. I mean, after you've heard a litany of your sins and you're bending lower and lower and thinking, oh no, now I'm going to get it, God sends deliverance. The angel of the Lord appears to coax Gideon to take up the responsibility to be a judge to deliver Israel. Now, the angel of the Lord, by the way, is no one less than God himself. We look and understand that it's a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ. He takes upon himself the appearance of a man. He appeared to Joshua earlier, you remember in our readings there about a year ago. And now he appears to Gideon. And he speaks to tell him that he is to be the deliverer. When God should destroy us, God comes to deliver. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. See, there's lots of grace in the Old Testament, too. Here's Gideon. He is literally hiding and threshing the wheat at a wine press, not out in the open as would normally have taken place, but he's hiding from the Midianites. He's a little fearful, like those in the hymn we just sang. But God commends him for his devotion, even amidst the widespread apostasy of Israel. Come and deliver my people. But Gideon, like so many before him and since, is a little hesitant to take up that commission. But God promises, Yahweh is with you. The covenant name of God, the personal name of God. I am with you. Now, it didn't seem like that. Gideon's hiding from the Midianites. They swept through every year, ransacked the country, and took everything that wasn't tied down, and probably some of the things that were. And it seemed like God had abandoned them. But Gideon still resists. But all of his weakness and inadequacy is stacked up against God's strength and sufficiency. I will be with you. And that's all that God offers him at this point. See, God may not answer your questions about the details, but God's presence must always be enough. Gideon demands confirmation, and he prepares a meal as a present. Now, don't go away. I'm going to go kill a goat and prepare it and cook it and bring it back to you. You know, this is not like popping something in the microwave and pushing 2 minutes. And the angel of the Lord waits. And as Gideon presents this meal, he reaches out his staff and touches it, and it disappears in flame. Now Gideon is terrified, as well he ought to be. But the Lord said to him, "Peace to you, do not fear, you shall not die." Nothing is more assuring to us than when God says, "I will be with you." And I don't think there's anything more overwhelming than the fact that it's God who says that. Hear now the word of the Lord. Judges chapter 6, beginning in verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth at Ophrah, which belongs to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, O mighty man of valor." And Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian. And the Lord turned to him and said, Go in this might of yours and save Israel from the land of Midian. Do not I send you? And he said to him, Please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. And the Lord said to him, But I will be with you, and you shall strike the Midianites as one man. And he said to him, If now I have found favor in your eyes, then show me a sign that it is you who speak to me. Please do not depart from here until I come to you and bring out my present and set it before you. And he said, I will stay until you return. So Gideon went into his house and prepared a young goat and unleavened cakes from an ephah of flour. The meat he put in a basket, and the broth he put in a pot, and brought them to him under the terebinth and presented them. And the angel of God said to him, Take the meat and the unleavened cakes and put them on this rock and pour the broth over them. And he did so. Then the angel of the Lord reached out the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened cakes. And fire sprang up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened cakes. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. Then Gideon perceived that he was the angel of the Lord. And Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for now I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die. Then Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, The Lord is Peace. To this day it still stands at Ophrah, and which belongs to the Abiezrites. That night the Lord said to him, Take your father's bull and the second bull, 7 years old, and pull down the altar of Baal that your father has cut, and has, and cut down the Asherah that is beside it. And build an altar to the Lord your God on the top of the stronghold here, with stones laid in due order. Then take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering, with the wood of the Asherah that you shall cut down. So Gideon took 10 men of his servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his family and the men of the town to do it by day, he did it by night. Yet another hesitant servant of God who trembles in the presence of God, rightly so, but then hides in the night because he is still fearful of men. Aren't we all guilty of that as well? So quick to say, Oh Lord, not me, find somebody else to do your work. And so often trembling for fear of what others will say. But we rejoice that God comes in his power and overcomes the power and the might of men.